I'm really pleased today. We have a great, great friend of ours at church speaking this morning. We have Tom Grant. Many of us will know Tom, who served at the Eden Network in Netherton for many years. Tom is now the Associate Minister at Emmanuel Baptist Church. We love Tom and Emma and their family, and Tom's going to be sharing this morning. He's got a great message for us. Just as part of Tom's message, there's a couple of Bible readings. And the readings actually come up on the screen for us to read ourselves. So there's no sound at that point. It's for us to just read and reflect on those words. So when those Bible readings come up, don't worry, there's not a problem with the video or anything. They're deliberately silent so that we can read those for ourselves and take those in. So I'm going to pray for Tom and Emma and the family and our friends down at Emmanuel and Netherton, and then Tom is sharing with us today. Father, thank you so much for our friends Tom and Emma and for their three wonderful children. Father, we thank you so much for Emmanuel Baptist Church and for the many people who are part of our church today who were discipled and nurtured or who were involved in leadership in different ways at Emmanuel in years gone by. Lord, we give you thanks for that. And Father, we pray your blessing on Alan and Tom and all of the church down the road in Netherton. Lord, we thank you for them. And Father, we pray particularly for Tom and for Emma today. Lord, would you bless them? Lord, the ministries that they're part of, Father, may your hand be upon them. And Father, as we hear the message that Tom has recorded for us today, Father, I pray that you would speak to each of us by your Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning to everyone at Hope Church. My name is Tom. I'm the Associate Minister at Emmanuel Baptist Church in Netherton. It's great to be with you again. You know, we miss you guys. We want to send you our greetings. Our kids are doing well, but they are even missing going to school at this point, which shows you just how bored they've got of being at home. Emma's doing great. She's recently turned 40 during lockdown. Don't tell her that I told you. And has also released an album, so she has been really busy. You know, we so appreciate you all and count you guys as our family. You know, we always enjoy being with you. My prayer is that what I have to share with you today will, you know, it will bless you and it will encourage you in your faith during this lockdown. And as we have been navigating through this difficult time, I've been trying to make sense of what God is saying through this season. So I've been listening to key Christian thinkers and theologians, you know, and perhaps my favorite theologian is a guy called Tom Wright, who has already written and published a book about the pandemic. I thought I was doing well keeping my kids from attacking one another during lockdown, but Tom Wright has managed to write a book within weeks of it starting. And in the book, he likens this time of lockdown where we cannot physically gather to the time in the Bible that the Israelites, the people of God, were in exile in a foreign nation. It says this, "We find ourselves by the waters of Babylon, thoroughly confused and grieving for the loss of our normal life. How can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? As in Psalm 137 translates quite easily into, how can I know the joy of the Eucharist sitting in front of a computer? Or how can I celebrate Ascension or Pentecost without being with my brothers and sisters? Of course, part of the point of Psalm 137 is precisely that this psalm is itself a song of the Lord. That is the irony, writing a poem about being unable to write a poem. Part of the discipline of lament might then be to turn the lament itself into a song of sorrow. Perhaps that is part of the way in which we are being called right now to be people of lament. Lamenting even the fact that we can't lament in the way we would normally prefer. We need to explore those questions and the new disciplines they may demand in whatever ways we can. Perhaps this too is simply to be accepted as part of what life in Babylon is like. We must, as Jeremiah said, settle down into this regime and seek the welfare of the city where we are. But let's not pretend it's where we want to be. Let's not forget Jerusalem. Let's not decide to stay here." And it's great to be able to record this video for you today, but you know, it's also tinged with a bit of sadness. You know, we love coming to gather with you guys, and so to not be able to is gutting. I read this great article in The Independent recently where the journalist Helen Coffey acknowledged that going to church is what she has missed most during lockdown. The inability to gather together has revealed to her the importance of the relationship she has with members of her church, something she had taken for granted previously. While appreciating the technology which has allowed us to continue to meet, she finds herself moved to great emotion by watching a church service, which she reflects is due to the lament of missing being physically present with her church family. She says this: I didn't quite realise the magic of this mishmash of bonds before lockdown started. As everyone quickly became aware, after life transformed into something unrecognisable, there's so much we used to take for granted. Church was just something I did on a Sunday night unthinkingly and appreciatively. It was only once I couldn't sit in a room with those people, sing with them, pray with them, laugh with them after the service, only once everything was stripped away and I felt a gnawing hole in my gut, that I started to fully understand the scope of those relationships. And so I cry on Sundays now. The technology is stellar and allows a service leader, musician and the vicar to lead the whole shebang from their respective homes, live streamed on Facebook via Zoom. It's incredible how quickly we've all adapted and moved online. But seeing a close friend opening the service with a funny story and knowing she can't see me, catch her eye and laugh, hollows me out. Singing weedily along to the hymns and songs alone in my room when I remember being enveloped in a cacophony of rich, joyful harmony leaves me flat. At some point, it all becomes too much, perhaps simply acting as a cathartic outlet for all the emotions provoked by this overwhelming, brave new world. And I feel my cheeks get damp once again. I know I resonate with a lot of what Helen expresses. I miss being with my church family. This metaphor for church as family is found all across the New Testament. The Apostle Paul talks about becoming a father to those who he led to faith. His deep desire to be physically present with the church community he is writing to in his letters is often communicated. You know, our online content cannot recreate the experience of being physically gathered as the people of God. You know, I miss the children running around and shouting, the young people at our kids' clubs, the older members of the congregation sitting in the same seats every week. I miss it all. And so we lament, we struggle, we long for the day when we can be back together. And it's okay to be feeling those emotions during lockdown. We are all experiencing a sense of loss. We are all going through a traumatic experience, and we can be real with God and acknowledge that it's hard, that we don't know why it's happening, and that we long for a time when we can be together again as the people of God, encouraging and supporting one another. But that's not the whole story. In the midst of the pandemic, you know, we still see God is working powerfully. And it sometimes seems to me that it's even more evident during times of trouble that he is moving. I think about how quickly the church has adapted and moved online. I think about how one survey reports that a quarter of adults in the UK have watched or listened to a religious service since the coronavirus lockdown began. And here at Emmanuel, we nervously moved to online services. You know, we're not an all singing, all dancing church, so we felt like really nervous to create online content in case it was terrible. But we're finding the response from people in our community has been amazing. You know, we, like many churches, are experiencing many more people watching than would normally come along on a Sunday. I think people are enjoying being able to attend church in their pajamas. We're seeing lots of people from within the community joining us each week. One lady had never attended church before, but now watches every week and feels like she's part of the church. She's intending to continue coming along once we're able to physically gather once again too. As I reflected upon everything that is happening, I was reminded of the stoning of Stephen recorded in the book of Acts chapter 8. The disciples had received a commission from Jesus to go and make disciples of all nations. Yet it was the stoning of Stephen and the subsequent persecution of the church in Jerusalem which became the mechanism that caused the disciples to begin this work, to step out from their comfort zones and to do what God had called them to do. Similarly, the church, as a result of the pandemic, are also being expelled from the comfort of our familiar environments in order to make disciples in a new context online. And Nikki Gumbel, who developed the Alpha course, had always rejected, you know, moving Alpha online and believed it went against the idea of the local church. But since the coronavirus has forced them to do Alpha online, you know, his experience has changed his thought on the matter. He now believes Alpha works better online and will continue to run courses this way after the lockdown has finished. We have an opportunity in the midst of this pandemic to step out of our comfort zones, to step into new opportunities that each one of us will have personally, to share our faith as a result of the lockdown, to embrace the opportunities that are being presented to us, to love and care for both members of our congregations and those around us in our communities. We've been seeing this occur here in Netherton, and I know that you will have been seeing it also where you are. To see how the church has responded to support one another, keeping in regular contact with each other and seeing if people are doing okay, but also how they're reaching out to their neighbours and other people within the community in so many different ways. We're seeing people gathering and distributing food parcels to families in need, supporting a homeless family in the community, shopping for people, to mention just a few examples. And this has not been something that has been organised by the church leadership team, but it's something that has happened organically as people within the congregation have looked to love and care for people. So, I finished with some questions for you to consider today. Firstly, have you acknowledged the difficulties we have faced during this pandemic? Have you given yourself grace and taken time to recognise the toll it has taken upon us all? Let's take a moment now just to sit and reflect on that. My prayer for you today is that you will cast your cares upon the Lord, because he cares for you. That you will exchange your heavy load for his easy burden. And that his peace that surpasses understanding will guard your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. Secondly, I want to ask you to consider, how is God asking you to step out of your comfort zone in this season? What is it he has called you to do that you need to start doing now? What new context is he calling you into to go and make disciples? Again, let's just for a moment think about that and reflect upon what the Lord is saying. Prayer for you today is that you will seize the unique opportunity we have been presented with to see the kingdom of God advance within our workplaces and within our communities. That as we respond to God's leading and step out of our comfort zones to love people, to share our faith with them, that we will see many people come to put their faith in Jesus Christ. Let me just finish by praying with you as I finish sharing. Father, thank you for this wonderful church, Lord. I thank you for how they have blessed and encouraged Emma and myself and our family over the years. Lord, I pray in this time that they will hear you clearly, Lord, that they will know your presence with them, Father, that you will lighten any load that needs lightening at this time. That each of them will know your presence so closely. I pray for the leadership team as they look to guide the church and navigate the church through this time of uncertainty, Father. Give them wisdom on how to best do that. And Father, as we continue to look to engage in your mission in the world and your kingdom advancing, Lord, will you give each of us the wisdom and the boldness and the confidence to step out of our comfort zones and step into all you have called us to do to bless the world around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. been so good to be with you, kind of virtually. I look forward to the time in the future when I can come and be with you physically. And in the meantime, bless you guys, and hope to see you soon.